Justices Elena Kagan and Amy Coney Barrett testified at a House subcommittee on the court's 2027 budget request, which has a $228 million price tag and a 10% increase from the year prior. Security was a major topic of the meeting, with the justices highlighting a rise in political violence, a statistic that leaves them feeling threatened. The proposed budget would allocate nearly $15 million towards expanding personal protection for the justices, giving each six more security agents, according to PBS. Currently, the nine justices have between four and eight security personnel. That itself is a major change from when Kagan was first appointed in 2010, when the only dedicated security team was for the Chief Justice. The two justices shared examples of when they've felt their safety was in jeopardy, with Justice Barrett detailing a time around the overturn of Roe v. Wade.
My security detail sent me home with a bulletproof vest, and I carried it into my house, put it into my bedroom, dropped it down on a table, turned around, and my 12-year-old son was standing in the doorway of my bedroom, and he wanted to know what it was and why I had it, and I didn't know how to respond because maybe I lack imagination, but I didn't expect that performing this service was going to put me in the position of explaining to my children what a bulletproof vest was and why I had to wear one.
And this story is not an anomaly, according to claims by the Marshals Service, the institute charged with handling the security of the Supreme Court. They reported more than 560 threats on federal judges in the previous fiscal year, almost double from its 2019 figures. However, that total includes hundreds of federal judges across the country, not just the nine in D.C. And critics note that funding for the Supreme Court has risen at four times the rate than the rest of the judiciary. The justices assert that the budget includes cybersecurity too, citing the need for better precautions in an increasingly digital government. When asked about the repercussions of an incident in 2022, in which a draft of the court's opinion detailing their intent to strike down Roe v. Wade leaked online, Justice Kagan said this.
Because we can't do our business, we can't engage in confidential communications, which is the best way to operate, is to be fully open with one's colleagues about one's views. If you think that those views are going to appear on the front page of a newspaper, you pull back. You don't have the kinds of conversations that I think the court really depends on to do great work.
An article from CBS says that last year there were numerous instances of pizza doxing, in which anonymous pizza deliveries were sent to federal judges across the country, designated for Daniel Ondal. Ondal was shot and killed in 2020 after a man with grievances toward his mother, a judge, showed up at their New Jersey home. Justice Barrett referenced that event in today's hearing, saying the implications of Ondal's name being on the pizza deliveries is clear. As for what Americans think of political violence, a Pew Research study from October found that 85% of those asked said that politically motivated violence is increasing, with 11% saying the growing divide between the two parties contributes to that violence. While the subcommittee was told to refrain from topics that did not pertain to the proposed budget, Justices Kagan and Barrett received questions about the Supreme Court ethics code and the increase in so-called shadow dockets this year. When it came to the question of mandating an enforcement mechanism for the court's ethics code, liberal Justice Kagan was in support, while conservative Justice Barrett expressed apprehension toward what that would look like. The Supreme Court's fiscal year will begin on October 1st, 2026. For KPFA, I'm Amina Gordon.